a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nightside.
Nightside.
We're all friends here. The Nightside Project on KSL News Radio.
Millard, I've got Andy Farnsworth here with me. Alex Curie's away tonight. But you know what? It's been just fine because, Andy Farnsworth, you've been great.
Well, thank you. So it's been fun.
It's been a really fun time. I know you and I are going to have a chance to do this one or two more times.
All
I'm
week?
Looking forward to it. Yeah. It's going to be great. Well, we'll see about all week.
That's true. I shouldn't count my chickens before
I think you've earned one more. I think you've earned another night.
Okay. I appreciate
we're
you
going
bringing
night
me
tonight
back.
On this with this, Andy, is I think how we're going to do it. Did Kevin talk to you about that? about that stipulation?
I didn't find out until just as long as it does the same time as everybody else.
Well, surprise! So we got a couple of things here. We've got to do a Zen headline. We're also taking a text. What did you learn tonight on the Nightside Project? 57500. Send that text in. Now we have some end of show music that we usually play here. Do you have anything like that, or does Jeremy have anything like that?
I bet we do. We do need the music to kind of get us in the mood.
We do. We've got some end-of-show music.
We're digging it out of the archives.
All right, because if we don't play the end-of-show music, how will we...
We're getting the cart, since we're talking about old tech.
Hey, I know.
There we go.
There we go. If we don't have the end-of-show music, how will people know that this show is finally over?
We need him to text in, too, 57500. What did you learn
tonight? What did you learn tonight? Now, we have a very, very special Zen Headlines tonight. This Zen Headlines was submitted to me on Twitter using the hashtag Zen Headlines. It was submitted by our very own Andy Farnsworth. So good job.
Hey.
Good job getting the Zen Headlines in. If you've got a Zen Headline, which we define as some kind of news item that is on the positivity spectrum. It could be inspiring, it could be funny, it could be insightful, it could be whatever. It could be amazing, just general positivity. Use the hashtag Zen Headlines and share it with us, and we'll use it. We'll give you credit on the air, just like I gave credit to Andy. I'll give credit to you, too, whoever you are. 57500, though, if you will weigh in with what you learned tonight on the Nightside Project, okay? This was covered in USA Today, and I really thought this was a great, great story. Chris Nikic, who competes in the Special Olympics, is training to become the first athlete with Down syndrome to compete in an Ironman triathlon. His mom told USA Today, quote, "When you have a child with special needs, one of the things that you think about often is if he's going to be okay when you're no longer here as a parent. You worry if he's going to be able to take care of himself, to live life without you here. The feeling of him completing an Ironman, it means more than the finish line. It's everything along the way with the training, the community he has supporting him that tells me he's always going to be okay. Even when I'm gone, he's showing he can do anything he sets his mind to." And I just love that so, so much because she must be right on. I totally believe that as a parent. You know, every parent's concerned for their kid's future. And for the parents of children with special needs, that concern is even more acute because you know you're not going to be there all the time. You know, there's going to be a point where you exit this life. And I love that she sees in his the community around him that is helping him reach this goal of completing an Ironman.
And that's no easy task. There's a reason that it's called Ironman because it's nuts.
Yeah.
And I think that's really cool. I have a friend, a close friend of mine who works with Special Olympics and things up in Boise, and he's always posting pictures of the athletes there and just how much he loves them, and it's really awesome. And just to see that headline that this kid's gonna do an Ironman. I can't even do an Ironman.
Yeah.
So I'm impressed.
Well, the Ironman goes like this. 2.4-mile swim, 26.2-mile run, which is a marathon distance, and a 112-mile bike ride. Chris's coach says, quote, obviously the Ironman is not forgiving, and Chris gets no breaks. You have to swim the full distance, run the full marathon, and bike the full time. It doesn't change for anyone. Chris is going to be faced with the wall, where it will take a level of grit and mental toughness to get through. He's displayed through all his practices that he has what it takes because he's been mentally prepared through repetition. Cool, huh?
Hats off to him.
Yeah, I love this story. Thanks for sharing it with us.
Yeah.
Andy, really good one.
That's a good way. That's a good positive thought.
Isn't it?
I like it.
Here's a text. I learned on the Nightside Project that everything runs smoother without Alex. Burn.
Oh, come on now. Nobody can replace Alex Keery.
Well, that's true. All right, what did you learn tonight? 57500 is the text. I want to hit just a couple of other points from this story. Chris said this about his own life. He said, having Down syndrome means I have to work harder than everyone else. I've learned to work harder in life, and that's helped me be ready for Ironman.
That's the fact that he even wants to, honestly,
yeah,
speaks to his character.
Yep. Yep.
Wow.
Well,
what did I learn tonight?
Share it.
I learned that it is kind of like riding a bicycle, but it helps. What I mean is fill in co-hosting the Nightside Project. But it helps when you have a great person on the other side.
Jeremy, he's good.
Jeremy's good too. Jeremy's good. Great team around, and it's, you know, a lot of behind the scenes work, and sometimes I forget when I'm only doing the traffic and how much work goes into other things, but a great appreciation for what you guys do every night.
You were always a great fill-in host for us. Do they still have you doing that sometimes? Do you ever pick up a show with
I think the last time I filled in hosted was the movie show, which was probably closer in my real wheelhouse.
Yeah, that is really your... What's the first movie you're going to try and go see?
Well, the first one that's coming back is... Shoot, I should pull up my calendar. It'll tell me here. Not supposed to happen until I think the end of June. And that is... Where does that go? Artemis Fowl. And that's on Disney Plus. That's not even any good. Tenet. Film from Christopher Nolan. July 17th.
They did a big rollout with the trailer on Fortnite.
Yes. Fortnite is dipping into way too many big movies. Fortnite messed up Star Wars. There was a part of Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker that you could only understand if you played Fortnite. Come on.
Which part was that?
That was the announcement of Palpatine that he's still alive. The broadcast that they talk about in the opening crawl happened on Fortnite. Did you play? I forgot. Well, you do game a lot more than
I
do.
My son plays Fortnite. Are you sure that was inspired by Fortnite?
Sure.
It's not coincidental?
It was deliberately part of the rollout because you could be some of the Star Wars characters too.
And is this a... So, but did you feel like it ruined it? Do you feel like
it it was frustrating. Like, I'm all for, like, having books and different things filling in parts of the movie that makes it feel like an expanded universe. But when a key moment was in a video game that you had to be playing at a certain time, that feels a little bit iffy for me. But again, I've already been called a boomer once tonight, so what do I know?
Maybe you are a boomer. I thought I'd give you credit, but maybe I shouldn't have.
Hey, good for this texture who says, Andy was raised like me.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means, but I like it. I learned that when Andy ignores the traffic, I get stuck in Layton for 30 minutes.
I'll tell you the movie I'm looking forward to seeing most.
What's
Maybe
that?
We can talk about this at some point.
Oh, we'll talk movies whenever you want.
The new Top Gun.
Yeah, they moved that to Christmas.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be hard.
What
but,
about SpongeBob Sponge on the Run? I know you were looking forward to that.
Oh, yeah. But I'm looking forward to the new Top Gun, man. Tom Cruise is America's greatest living actor, and I'll wait till Christmas to see him in a great movie.
Okay. Well, you're going to have to. Or you can rewatch the last Mission Impossible movie.
Oh, I rewatch those all the time. Those are awesome.
Well, thanks for having me on Nightside Project tonight. That's it for this edition, the special springtime Nightside Project. We'll be back again tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. Thankfully, I did earn another day.
You did.
But stick around. We've got news, traffic, and weather coming up right now on KSL News Radio.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.